Are we living in a revolutionary moment? Fareed Zakaria makes the case that we are. And if he's right, there's a lot at stake.
I think the stakes are really liberal democracy. What has happened is the people who are displaced, anxious, angry, radicalized, the focus of their ire, their attention, is basically to tear down the system, you know, the world that produced all this.
Hear more this week on The Gray Area, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Gosh Darn What a Hoot. All right, I don't think that works. That's from Jumbie on YouTube. So thanks for that, Jumbie. We're giving Patreon members early access to our pre-taped episodes. If you want access to prizes, giveaways, and the pre-show live stream. Just now on the pre-show live stream, I played HQ Trivia and I won $1.50-something. Yes, thank you. Thank you. But sign up at patreon.com/gettingdug for the 420 Club if you want to help us keep the lights on and the buds lit. Doug plugs. I'm taping Doug Loves Movies at the UCB Theater in Los Angeles on Tuesday, December 11th. That's 1 week from tonight. I'll be at the Emerald Cup in Santa Rosa, California, December 15th and 16th. And I'm going to be at Cap City Comedy in Austin, Texas, for two shows on New Year's Eve. For all my dates and deets and links, go to DougLovesMovies.com and enjoy the show.
Hi, nice to see you.
You too. Hey.
All right. Blast off. Let's knock some more shit over. Here we go. Oh, such an exciting beginning. We've got an oldie and a newbie. To my left is Bree Esrig, and joining us for the first time, yes, is Ian Abramson.
Yeah,
I'm going to just jump right to the last card and do your plugs right now, you guys.
Spoiler
because
alert.
I feel like I'm going to get really, really fucked up this show.
This is like Memento. It's all out of order.
Or I should say, yeah, we're going, this is like Pinter. We're going to do the whole show backwards. get Taylor out here. Where is he? Wow. I really thought I was going to help you out, Ian, and really lay down some plugs.
That's what I was saying. It's a spoiler alert.
That it just says you're on Twitter.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
Wow. Did it.
You guys on Twitter?
I've heard of it.
Just, you could find him at Ian Abramson.
That's right. And my Twitter handle, my name.
Yeah.
Even less of a surprise.
Wow.
No, sometimes the surprise is in our hearts the whole time.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Oh, like in movies?
Mm-hmm.
No. And you can check out Bree Esrig on Funny or Die. And the show is called Like and Subscribe.
Yes, it is.
That's
clever.
It's pretty cute.
That's super fun. And our next show that we're going to tape after this one will be available on December 11th at 12:15 Pacific. Unless you're a member of the 420 Club, then you're going to get it like a day early. Isn't that exciting?
Yeah.
Very
Don't
fun.
You wish you could get things you like a day early?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, like Christmas?
Yeah. That's why Christmas Eve exists.
Yeah, I wanted a day early.
Why don't other holidays have Eves? You know?
New
I
Year's.
Guess people give it
That's
to
That's true. That's true. You're absolutely right.
But they don't call it New Year's Day Eve, though.
That's true.
Right?
Mm.
And I guess it is All Hallows Eve, but then what happens the day after Halloween?
That's what I was going to say.
Did you have that on a card?
They don't have Easter Eve.
Right.
They don't have Arbor Day
The day before
Eve.
Jesus came back.
We could start it in 2019. We can just throw Eve on everything.
Right, the day before Abraham Lincoln's birthday.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why don't we celebrate the last day, July 3rd, the last day that the British Empire was in charge?
Well, I'm all about that because that's Tom Cruise's birthday. I'm sorry. I'm sorry my phone keeps going off. People keep buying me, helping me to get saves on HQ. And I can't figure out how to make the alerts go off. We need to smoke, you guys. It's 20 minutes after the hour. So just grab anything. They're all loaded with a sativa-cooled What is it?
I want this one.
It's called Brie Estrich. No, that's not it. It's called Sunset Sherbet.
Fun.
Is it Sherbet or Sherbet? And then the indica is Devil OG, because, you know, if you're going to make an indica, you got to make it sound scary.
Wait, which ones have the indica?
We didn't put the indica in any of them, did we, Taylor?
Tight. No.
Yeah, so you can just smoke.
Great.
Smoke out of any of them. And, I might as well do this sucker right here. So, Ian, we love to get into it with people that are on for the first time, ask them about their first time. What's your high history?
I'm going to have my whole own high history.
And that's the answer. it's been a while. Last time I was high, I took 85 G of edibles, which is much more than I'm used to. And
85 G?
That's a lot.
Yeah.
Not MGs?
I'm sure it was MGs.
Okay.
No, yeah, right?
You might be dead. You might be a ghost.
A whole sheet cake of...
But 85 is probably not a great number for you.
No.
If you're not doing that a lot.
Correct, yeah.
And so then what happened to you?
It was the classic getting high, going wrong story where I thought I was okay, so I took more. And then...
Oh.
And I was at home, so I thought I was okay to go to bed. And then I woke up and my movement perception was all off. And I was like, this is not what I was anticipating. I expected to be really loopy. And instead, I'm having trouble seeing.
Did you have to hold on to walls and shit?
Yeah, I would. Yeah, it was weird to text because I couldn't see my finger moving. But when I stopped moving my finger, then it would be where it was supposed to be. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, this edibles thing is really, gets some people.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I usually don't hear people telling stories about their finger not moving after just smoking too much.
That's very true. Yeah.
You know, it's the edibles really get people into a trippy state sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But that wasn't, what about your first time ever?
Oh, man.
Did you try it in high school or something? Or?
No, I was a late bloomer. I was probably 25.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I didn't go.
Yeah,
didn't
you were a late bloomer as well, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I beat you by 3 years.
Yeah.
Loser.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
There's a lot of people that have beaten me, yeah.
Oh, man.
But,
I know
that's
dogs
cool.
who have beaten us both, so.
So you're just sort of, what's your occasions for smoking? What's you have
very
special
specific occasion.
Reasons?
Yeah.
Nothing to do tomorrow.
Right, nothing to do tomorrow. A big group of friends in a contained hanging out situation.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yeah. What was your first time?
How contained does it have to be? Like, are you
locked up?
Any strangers at all? It's an escape room?
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Get high and try to get out.
Right. Last time I had to text my way out and I couldn't.
Right, because your fingers, they were moving.
Oh my God, yeah. I got high with a friend once in a hotel room, and then he left, and I thought he was going home, and then he texted me 20 minutes later from right out in front of the hotel saying, I can't move. You got me too high, I don't know what to do.
So
I was like,
funny.
Just get in a cab, that's what they're there for. they'll do everything for you. Just hand them your wallet. So that's the thing, is that's where I have a problem. I like getting high at parties.
Mm-hmm.
That'll help me get through a party. Mm-hmm. But then if there's a bunch of people at the party that I'm not into talking to, then the weed almost makes that worse.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I say almost because, it's never worse for me. Just that's one of those situations where it's borderline, especially if there's somebody you really don't like there.
Is that the worst situation you think to be high in?
Mad and high, what?
Is that the worst situation you think to be high in for you? Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, that or if I was operating a lathe, that would be probably a bad time. Mm-hmm. But more just because I get in my head about it and be scared mm-hmm. that I do something bad because I'm high, not because being high necessarily makes me, more like the whole don't operate heavy machinery when you're high thing. I think it's more like don't know what you can and cannot do when you're high.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right? Because there's some people that operate heavy machinery for a job, and it's probably the only thing that gets them through is being high. And
sure. You
know, and they're good at being focused on it.
If you operate,
you know, like Taylor,
trains.
When he comes out here and dabs people out.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He's high while he's doing it, so that's probably dangerous.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, we still managed to get through it. And it works out okay. And do you have any like famous people, smoking with famous people stories? And Bree, we could try to get an update from you on that.
I was going to say, Bree is...
smoking with famous people.
Smoking with famous Bree.
I used to ask people that all the time, and the answer was always, you know... I got tired of hearing Snoop Dogg and Obama.
When I smoked with Studs Terkel in Chicago, let me tell you, that was great. He had been dead for 10 years, and it was an experience of a lifetime.
Okay, Bree, do you have any more recent ones? Because I might have asked you that before.
You have. I don't, but I can tell you a celebrity I would like to smoke with.
Oh, that's fun.
Love this concept.
Okay.
Let me write it down.
Please.
Okay, go ahead.
Helen Mirren.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's very fun.
That is a great idea.
I feel like she would be really touchy-feely, and I'm here for that.
Oh, you think like she'd wear Angora and say, have at me?
Absolutely.
That's very fun.
Wow, okay. Yeah, she would be interesting, I bet. And like have plenty to say, and most of it would be interesting because of that accent.
Yeah.
And, you know, and her gravitas as an actress.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm down for that. All right, so, you know, Bree, if we get her on the show, because Daniel, our producer's right over there on a laptop making it happen, when she's on, we'll have you back.
Thank you so much.
You can be on with her. This is not a, Daniel, this is a new idea I'm having, that with each guest, we ask them who they would love to smoke with and chat with.
Wow, good idea, Doug.
Living or dead. Living or dead. So we have to, Ian has to...
Studs Terkel.
Yeah, we have to try to dig up Studs Terkel for
him.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And, but yes, thank you for that idea, Bree. But, you know, it's got to be an honor for you to inaugurate such a great idea, in addition to having it. Because I do think that's how we get... Helen Mirren, can we tell her that you're dying?
Absolutely. You can tell her anything about me. I don't care.
Oh, my God. All right. So, Bree Estrig's dying, loves Helen Mirren, wants to smoke with her.
Yes.
Put that out there. Get that going.
Do you have an all-time? You got to participate now, too.
Oh, okay. Here we go.
Who would you want to smoke with?
Oh, want to? That I haven't yet?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's an interesting one.
Thank you. I just came up with it.
Wow, good idea, Ian.
Boy. That's really tough. It's you know, it's similar to when people ask me what my favorite movie is. I say, I don't have a favorite movie. They go, you love movies and you don't have a favorite movie? It's like, yeah, because I love movies with an S.
Doug
yep.
loves
if there were
movie.
Several of them that I could mash together into one perfect movie, maybe, but I can't just name one.
That's a fun
But also,
game.
I've been really lucky with smoking with people.
Yeah.
You know, one that I'm sad that didn't happen before he passed away was George Carlin.
Oh, yeah.
I would have enjoyed that a great deal, as would he. And yeah, I don't know.
Orson Welles?
Yeah, you stumped me. But that's the great thing about being the host is you don't have to answer. Who'd you suggest?
Orson Welles.
Oh, yeah,
that's
that'd be a good
really
one.
Right? One.
Yeah, you know he'd had some badass blunts. I bet you people that smoke cigars on the regular... can't really, like a joint's nothing to them.
Yeah.
Like that's just like, what are you doing? Sucking on a Q-tip? all right, I gotta say some shout outs to some Patreon people.
Okay.
People in our 420 Club.
Great.
Rich DeMarinis and Raymond Langston are two of the, I don't wanna say they're the oldest members, they're not old, but they've been around since we started. Jonas Nywall, Doomsday Sloth, Chris Perkins, clearly some of these names are made up.
Chris Perkins is what you questioned?
Trading Vices. Sloth. Trading Vices, William Sutherland. I feel like I've read all these before. Is there a chance I got the same card again? Krista Randall, Wendy Martin, Eric Svarbergs. Svarbergs. Is that how you'd say that? Svarbergs?
Yeah.
Eric Svarbergs. And real quick before we go to our first break, can we believe we're almost there? Have you guys been smoking?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Because we, you know, people love it when you smoke a lot. And it'll do great things for you. But I'd like, before we go to our first break, I want to ask you the question, marijuana know something? Here's a question. We got to figure out the answer. I don't know the answer.
Okay, great.
All right.
In 1932, what adversary did the Australian Army declare war against?
What year?
1932.
Oh.
So in our lifetimes, what did, I have no idea what this is.
The Australian Army declare war against.
They declared war against something.
That question just went right through.
Around the time of the Great Depression, just after the Great Depression, yes. Mm-hmm.
Maybe the original Mickey Mouse cartoons?
They declared war on them?
Yeah.
We're going to fight those cartoons?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what were Australians mad about? Were they mad about the fact that they were all prisoners? They were just sent to an island?
Yeah, that could be. Weren't they still part of England at that point?
So maybe they declared war, and then that's how they got separated, but it was just by making the declaration. They didn't actually have to do it.
That's great.
You think?
Wow, it's so weird. I'm just like really bad at history, you guys.
Did you think that we were speaking from a place of knowledge? Because we weren't.
Did I sound smart just now?
First answer was Mickey Mouse cartoons. Yeah. You're doing fine.
I loved it.
So you have no guess?
No.
Okay. Oh, shit. They had a war against emu birds. Emus.
Oh.
There was a whole emu issue, and according to this, the emus won.
Wow.
So they probably tried to stop all emus and didn't succeed. Sorry, Australia. We'll be back after these messages.
Hey, everyone. This is Jesse David Fox, host of Good One, a podcast about jokes. I am proud to announce that I have personally won the Streaming Wars. And there's a new docuspecial on Peacock based on our own Vulture podcast. Good One, a show about jokes, follows Mike Birbiglia as he develops new material, taking audiences through the process of transforming personal stories into stand-up. Featuring interviews with Mike's family and comedy colleagues like Seth Meyers, Hasan Minhaj, and Asko Akatsuka, Good One, a show about jokes, is streaming now only on Peacock.
If you're carrying revolving debt, that means you're not paying off your card every month and could be paying thousands in interest every year that you don't have to. With LendingClub, you can consolidate your debt or pay off credit cards with one fixed monthly payment. Since 2007, LendingClub has helped millions of people regain control of their finances with affordable, fixed-rate personal loans. No trips to a bank, no high-interest credit cards. Just go to LendingClub.com, tell them about yourself and how much you want to borrow, pick the terms that are right for you, and if you're approved, your loan is automatically deposited into your bank account in as little as a few days. LendingClub is the number one peer-to-peer lending platform with over $35 billion in loans issued. Go to LendingClub.com/Doug, check your rate in minutes, and borrow up to $40,000. That's LendingClub.com/Doug. LendingClub.com/Doug. All loans made by WebBank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hey, we're back, and we're still here with Bree Esrig and Ian Abramson, and you know, go find them on social media under Ian Abramson and Bree Esrig. Right? You got your own name on your handles, right, Bree?
I do. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Good job.
Thank you.
All right. So this is Alicia's here with the Pod Topics, and. But strangely, has an emu story she'd like to tell us.
Well, it's not, I just think
coincidentally.
who is the gentleman who plays Negan in The Walking Dead?
Oh wow!
I can't think of it.
He's got three names, and Jeffrey Dean Morgan.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Yeah, I mean, no one in the room is acknowledging that I was right, but that's his name.
Okay, I read this morning that he's about to adopt these two animals because they're like, I don't know where they are in some like sanctuary right now, but they're very bonded, and it's a donkey and an emu, and he's gonna adopt them both, and I really love it.
What a nice guy.
Yeah, that's all, that's my story.
You know what, I'd like to smoke with him. Let's start tracking him
down.
Can
he bring the donkey and emu?
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, we won't like smoke
I mean,
at
he's
them,
cool but... and everything, but I really wanna smoke with his animal.
You know emus how... are kind of scary though.
Yeah.
How does really one get fast. Both an emu it's and weird. A donkey? Well, do you know what the
how
context
you make them
was?
Be friends?
Like what? How was it not two dogs or something more common? Why were a donkey and an emu together?
You know, you can't fight love.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
Yeah, that's like, that's a good follow-up question. That's what the internet's for.
All right. So you internet heads out there, the next time you're surfing.
Oh, you could just tell them on Twitter. Do you think anybody out there knows the answer, though?
I hope so.
I've got a question here that I have no idea what the answer would be. Again, math is, it's not my thing whether I'm high or not high. But let me ask all of you, Alicia and Ian and Bree, marijuana know something? this really is, this isn't a pot topic, but still.
Pot topic!
How many Coca-Cola products are consumed every day?
Coca-Cola products.
Yeah.
It's a lot of products.
I mean, what's a day even?
I don't even know what all Coca-Cola owns now. Oh, like, have they Coca-Cola branched out and they products. Own, like, other stuff now?
Yeah, like, what if they own motor oil?
Okay, 739 million a day.
Wow.
I mean, they must just mean the drinks of Coca-Cola, like Coke, Diet Coke,
okay.
Coke Zero.
1 billion.
Coke for moms.
I'm going high, 1 billion.
Weekend Coke.
Is it just human consumption or Coke. Polar bears?
What?
Are we factoring that the polar bears drinking Coca-Cola
Polar bear
products?
Coke. Yeah.
Just
yes.
The people, because I think that might skew the number a little.
Coca-Cola is going to outlive polar bears. Welcome to global warming.
Oh. Mm. Yeah.
They love it so much, too. That's this irony.
Yeah.
Okay. Any guesses? How much?
739 million.
Okay.
I'm saying 1 billion.
Going 1 billion straight up.
I'm going to go, what did you go with?
739 million.
739 million. And a billion. You know, I'm going to like squeeze in a 900,000. I'm sorry, 900 million. Not thousand. Oh, 900,000 million is my answer.
Okay. I already saw the answer, so I'm not going to pretend to not know it. And it's pretty amazing. It's pretty much double what you guessed.
Me?
Yeah, it's 1.9 billion.
Wow.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
If we teamed up in our answer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you guys just added it together.
You're
close. Wow. It's a lot of Coke.
Yeah.
Dude.
A lot of jittery people.
Think of all the pennies you could clean.
I would guess at least 1.9 billion. But not me personally. All right, take it away, Alicia, with the pot topics.
Pot topic.
So this is really cool. South Korea basically legalized medical marijuana use.
Good going.
Yeah.
Yes. South Korea.
So, non-hallucinogenic doses have been approved, but to get it, citizens do need to get a prescription, and then it needs to be approved by the Korean Orphan Drug Center, And then applications will be processed on a case-to-case basis.
But that's nice. They're trying to find homes for orphaned drugs.
I couldn't wait to hear what you had for that, like, as I was reading it.
Daniel would be laughing so hard if he was paying attention.
I'm literally writing
to Helen Mirren right now.
Yes. Tell her, maybe, hi.
Let's get her booked by the end of this episode. Okay. Oh, well, then I'm sorry I interrupted. Stick to it. Okay. Well, I believe you. I really do. Hey, but heads up, you can't watch porn in Starbucks anymore.
Or on Tumblr.
Yeah.
Or on Tumblr.
Yeah, that's right. No nudity.
It's anti-porn week.
No nudity on Tumblr.
You can't have female-presented nipples. That's the wording.
They've been reading Dunkin' Donuts now, you porn. They got rid of all the Starbucks.
Oh, yeah.
What?
That's their response.
Oh, okay.
That's funny.
I love it.
This next story is from Gary in Texas. Thank you so much for sending this to me. This is about a new study that found that pot inhaled through vaping was a more powerful high, often with worse side effects than just smoking weed.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Yeah.
That's really interesting because people do have seem to be having different reactions to the different things.
I'm kind of iffy on their study, though, because the way it was set up, there were 17 participants who have smoked weed, but maybe haven't in about a year or more. And for 3 days, for 8.5 hours straight, would smoke different amounts of either vaping or smoking, and they would do the smoking and the vaping a week apart. But I just think it's so hard to test people's emotional response when they're, you know, in a foreign room with these scientists just staring at them.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's
true. I feel like it's a hard thing to test, but...
How would you put together the test?
I would just let everyone be in their homes and just, you know, throw me on Skype in the background.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah. Yeah, that's my real answer for you.
Great.
And you know how I think they should test, police officers should, the test should be for determining if you're high or not when you're driving? Like, if you're going the wrong way, you know what I mean? Or, you know, if you're doing anything that's, like, illegal and wrong, then, you know, yeah, maybe that person's high while driving. Let's give them the ticket for that thing that they're doing wrong,
right.
And then they'll probably not get high and drive again.
That's a good test.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I personally don't get tickets when I'm high, so.
When do you get tickets?
When I'm trying to get to the weed. A lot of moving violations. Is there more to that study?
No, it's about that.
All right, cool. Do you have any follow-up questions, Ian?
I asked mine.
What was yours?
What was mine?
Well, my version of the study would be.
Yeah, how you would do it.
Yeah.
You did ask him.
He asked about my science.
Okay.
I was curious.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's how this should work. Bree, get a follow-up question ready for this next topic.
I'm not saying my version's better. I'm sure those scientists knew what they were doing. I'm just saying I would have been freaked out.
Scientists, you suck.
A study with 17 people?
Right, the 17 is also, and the fact that they haven't smoked in about a year, there's just so many factors that you can, you know,
give me their main, what they discovered again, how it was phrased, that vapes hurt you more?
Gave a more powerful high, but also, like, negative side effects were more prevalent in people that vaped.
All right.
So as far as, like, getting anxious, even vomiting.
All right. Well, I'll smoke to that.
Yeah.
Is vomiting a common side effect?
I'm going to stay the course.
I think that's more an anxiety-induced thing. I don't think that's, you know,
anxiety-induced vomiting? I haven't heard of that either. That sounds terrifying.
I think panic attacks can definitely get very...
Wow. That would only make it way worse. I'd be nervous about getting nervous.
Yeah, it's a pretty vicious cycle,
I hope I don't get so nervous that I vomit. That sounds like a nightmare.
Well, also, though, like, if you're passing around a joint, it's hard to get a really big, giant rip off a joint.
Yeah.
But if you're goofing around with a vape pen and you want to show off, you can get an absolutely insanely huge hit off of one.
Yeah.
And then you're coughing that out. And it's getting you high faster because of all the bursting capillaries or whatever. And but then you're also going to cough more. So it all makes sense that it's like more unhealthy, but
this is why you're the king.
Better high.
It's so hard to judge like how big that hit is with vaping.
Exactly. That's one thing they probably didn't get into, is they probably just all just sat there. They all just probably sucked on it for a while and then weren't really paying attention to the size.
Right. And with smoking, I don't know, at least I feel that more. I feel the heat of it. And mm-hmm. Yeah. So right now banks really don't want to deal with companies that, do anything with weed. And so the way that the IRS has to do taxes for these companies is to actually set up an appointment, meet with them in person, and count through all the cash, because they only have cash. And so they have to do this with every single company every year, which is crazy. The IRS agent can't leave the room the entire time. They have to stay there, watching all the money go through. And just hand counting it out. So it's a lot of money. In fact, it was $4.7 billion in 2017.
That's more than Coke products are used daily.
Yeah, that's true.
That's insane.
For those of you just tuning in, he's not some sort of crazy weed smart.
Can you imagine if that was...
Yeah, or he just has in, that information.
As a reference point, that's so funny.
What a nerd.
I'm comparing everything to Coke products. My father was Mr. Coke.
Yeah, most things would be less than.
The polar bear is your father.
Yeah, that's funny.
So the IRS would prefer there to be better banking options, but there just aren't any right now.
Well, so maybe that's the deal, is the IRS will sort of nudge the banking institutions into just going along with this and not being weird dicks.
Right.
That seems inevitable at this point, right?
It seems like banks would want all the money they can get, so it seems like money from marijuana is not really something they should be concerned about.
Totally.
Well, I do have good news, because in Alaska, there is a Credit Union One, and they are about to launch a new pilot program, which will work with weed companies.
Fun.
Yeah. It's pretty cool.
I'll throw some money into that Credit Union.
That Credit Union?
Just to help them be solvent or whatever the... Right where it is?
Yeah.
help them to exist.
Initially, they're only going to have checking and savings accounts where you can deposit and withdraw. You can't do anything more banking-wise, but...
What else is there to do?
As far as getting loans and all those other things. So
loans. They won't have loans. Don't go there looking for a little something to get an eighth with.
Don't do it. So, yeah, I mean, hopefully more banks will take that lead, because... I can't imagine the IRS has enough people to do that every year, and the more that states are going to keep legalizing and the more people have taxes to file, that's not a great system.
Yeah, no, push is going to come to shove. Do you have one more pot topic?
I was debating, because this next one's a little bit lengthy.
Really? But can you skip
on? I'll try to sum it up.
Do it on the next show or something? Or?
Yeah, I can hold off.
Yeah, but what's the next one after that?
This is the last one.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Can you imagine working for the IRS? You spend all...
Next topic.
You spend all this time going to school, learning everything you need to do, learning all the programs, and they say, go to this dispensary and count the cash. That's what you spend your whole career, and then you're the guy that just has to go and one by one count the money. That sounds bad.
And some of those companies are making a lot of money, like MedMen at this point. When they're doing taxes, it can't be this little money pile. This has to be a whole orchestrated
thing.
Yeah,
it's going to be a whole money pit. Oh, well, we thank you so much
for
helping us learn today.
Happy to
do it. I think that's why classrooms they need to have, a teacher for just a few students, Maybe they could go to Europe or something, go backpacking. I don't know what I'm trying to say. Oh, I know what I'm trying to say. We'll be back. Thank you, Alicia.
Thank you.
Look for her on Twitter. Thanks for sending her a topic, Gary. And we'll be right back. I swear I had...
Jury selection continues this week in a Manhattan courtroom where former President Donald Trump is on trial for falsifying business records. Prospective jurors were asked 42 questions aimed at determining whether they can be fair and impartial, such as, can you be fair and impartial? Have you ever been a Boogaloo Boy or in Antifa? And what podcasts do you listen to? Trump's required to be present in the courtroom for this trial that could last until June. And he's been talking to reporters before he goes into the courtroom.
I should be right now in Pennsylvania, in Florida, in many other states, North Carolina, Georgia, campaigning. This is all coming from the Biden White House because the guy can't put two sentences together. He can't campaign. They're using this in order to try and win an election.
Donald J. Trump in court this week on Today Explained, every weekday, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, we're back. We are here with the Dab King has joined us. And sure.
Yeah, clap.
Oh, hey, oh, the Dab King. And
getting a song.
Yeah, and Ian Abramson is here and probably not a dabber.
I thought you were going to say, and probably Bree.
She might still be with us.
Here.
Bree might be here.
Looks like it, but you never
know. Where are you at with dabs, Bree?
I look forward to doing them every time I come here, and that's the only time
you
I do them.
Okay. Yeah. Special treat.
Well, it's an honor.
Yeah. It
really is. And Ian, you don't have to do this if you don't want to.
Wow. What do you guys think? Should I?
Of course.
I don't know. Well, Taylor's,
you
know,
like
Taylor's
a good,
the good
convincing thing.
Taylor's the devil on the shoulder, and I'm the angel.
Yeah.
And he really wants you to do it because, you know, it's a gig for him.
Yeah.
And everybody says no.
Bree's saying she looks forward
keep food
to
in my mouth.
Really job.
But also, Bree's saying it changed her life, and she only does it when she's here.
It's terrific. Yeah. It's really. But it's just a kind of next level sort of thing. Do you have to do more stuff today?
I'm going to therapy after this. What will that be like?
Yeah, you definitely need
don't
that.
Do that.
Don't.
No.
Do you want to check with you? Can you check with your therapist?
I'll be able to check
say,
after
hey,
I do it.
Do you want to do a session where I'm totally dabbed out?
Okay, I guess I should skip.
Yeah, I mean, for me, the biggest thing it does is put me in a pretty kind of sleep zone. Like, it makes me
okay.
Not tired in a, like, oh, I wish I could sleep sort of way, just in a, if I, next chance. You know, next,
I'll be driving
next
to therapy,
surface,
so
next
I don't know
open
if I
surface
should.
I see.
Yeah, I don't
you're
know.
You're doing what?
Driving to therapy, so
oh,
I don't
see,
know if
don't,
dabbing
yeah,
and then.
You're doing it all wrong.
Yeah.
You
do therapy, drive, then dab?
No, you don't drive.
Oh, they're going to say no, quit therapy.
Yeah, you take an Uber to therapy.
And, got it.
And you even stretch out in the back and talk to the driver of the Uber as if he was your therapist.
Great.
And, a little pregame.
Yeah, exactly. You warm up a little bit.
I get my therapist
and
to
dab. You can wind down after your therapist.
Yeah, you work out those ideas with the Uber driver first. That way they're all
that's
ironed
so
out.
That's so funny. That'd be so fun to just to complain about a therapist all the way home from the therapist in the Uber.
Oh, man. I'm sure some Uber drivers have psych degrees.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure a lot of them have degrees. That's for damn sure.
Let's start.
I got in one recently. The guy was like, "Yeah, I just started doing this today. Thought I had a few hours to kill. I thought I'd make some money." Like, okay. Because I could see people being into the idea of just driving around, picking people up, and taking them places. You know, like if you're lonely or something.
Yeah.
If Uber not didn't... or something. If you're lonely.
Or something is where it gets creepy.
Yeah. Well, even lonely is a little. You know, you don't want to seem like you're desperate to talk to people.
I think I forgot something.
When you're Ubering. Well, it was great having you, Taylor.
Yeah, I'm gone.
It's good to see you. All right, so how did that go for you? How did that taste?
Very nice, as always. Smooth.
All right.
No coughing.
Well, let's offer it to the lady next.
Should I get out of your way?
You're good.
Why'd you laugh at that?
I'll get a nice little
she thought
one.
The next thing I was going to say is, if you don't do any, and you're the lady I'm referring to. But that's not right. You can't, you know.
Right. Okay, what do I do?
Okay. So I'll put this on there.
Refresh your memory.
Yeah,
it'll melt. And then just pull it like a... suck on that like a normal bomb.
Suck on that, okay.
And the cap will go on, mm-hmm. and it'll fill up. And then when I pull the cap off, clear it, and then you're done.
Okay. Wait, now I do it.
Yeah, go for it. Yay.
Where do you guys see this?
Oh, no.
That was great. That was so good. I'm doing, do you guys ever listen to Adam Ray and Brad Williams have a podcast called About Last Night? Mm-hmm. I'm doing that tomorrow, and he just texted me if I can change times. And I'm just real quickly. No, I'm just real quickly get right back. No in caps. Because he even put the prayers at the end, like, please change it. And I just write back, no. Oh, I have so much fun when I'm high. He just followed up with a nice hee-hee, and everybody's going to be all right. Let me do a dab, please. Let me get on the dab train. Move this guy out of the way.
My favorite Motown song.
Do you guys like the sound of an air horn when you're high?
It's the only thing I listen to.
Because I've got one right here if you want to. Oh, this will be fun.
Oh, my God.
Like, this will be an extra exciting thing. While I'm dabbing, I'll fire off the air horn.
Oh, my God. Do you want me to do it for you?
No, I want to do everything.
Okay.
Yeah, this is going to be great. You guys are going to love this.
You ever get mixed up and accidentally put the air horn
Yeah, in that's what I'm starting to think, because I might accidentally try to hit this air horn and blow this dab rig.
Beautiful.
Dab's what I'm talking about.
Oh man, that was, I've never taken a more exciting dab rig. The only thing that would have been more exciting is if a yacht race had started right then. That would have been neat.
You guys are just mesmerized.
Yeah.
It's especially great for the listeners. It's nice, quiet. It's a little quiet time.
Maybe they're dabbing and they just doze off into their nap.
Now let's check back in with Ian.
Hello.
Who's here on the scene.
Hi. Sorry.
How's that going for you, watching us do it?
Does it seem very fun.
Does it seem like something you'd want to...
The shape of this reminds me of, like, the first telephone, you know?
Oh, yeah?
Which makes me think Edison would be a very fun person to dab with.
Oh, okay.
Sure. Hit up Edison.
Daniel,
can you do that?
Let's get Edison. Could it be, what would we be at right now, like, great-grandson of Edison?
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, relative of Edison.
Yeah.
I'm sure one of us can... do the 23andMe and figure out that we're related somehow.
How much do those things charge?
I think they're expensive.
Yeah.
$200.
Must be something stupid.
Yeah.
Because if it was cheap.
But then if you could commit a crime, the government has all your DNA and stuff, so.
When you go and do freecredit.com, do you have to sit through some ads or something? Like, how do they make money?
I don't know.
It's a good question.
Creditkarma.com, is that what it's called? Is that la?
I guess so. They just have ads posted on the webpage.
You know what I mean? How can they make money if they're just giving it out to everybody for free? And why do they have access to it?
I don't know.
Who'd they pay off?
Where do they even get that information from?
There's always comedians in the commercials, too. Kimberly Congdon's in one of their commercials.
Really?
Yeah, she's awesome. The one going... Yeah, just go to creditkarma.com.
I'm sure she's never been to creditkarma.com.
And then she's like, why should I do that? And she's like, because it's free, bitch.
I love her.
That's awesome.
I mean, you know, she's got that attitude. I don't think they let her say that. all right, well, Ian, what do you think?
I think, yes.
I'll do another one if you don't want to do one. Or even if you do. Either
I didn't
way.
Understand what you were asking me, honestly.
Oh, really?
I thought you were just like, how are you? And I was like, I missed the question.
So you're doing pretty good, I take it.
I'm worried about driving, so I'm not going to.
Oh, yeah, right. I forgot about that. I'm sorry I even offered.
It's because you dabbed.
I'm sorry I offered. And also, before you leave, go in the bathroom and throw up all the weed you smoked.
You have to when you're
weed. Put your
when
fingers
weed,
down
right?
and throw up all that weed.
Yeah.
Yeah. Make sure you can see your fingers
be
moving.
Be careful out there, really.
Just double check.
Especially today over any other day because you're on film. You went out live on the internet smoking weed before getting a ride from Uber.
I had an edible, but I did not inhale.
Exactly.
That's how I say that I stopped breathing.
I just licked that in edible.
Mm-hmm.
That inedible. Wait, you're doing some smoking of some actual flower over there?
Yeah, I don't always have to concentrate.
Look at you.
I like to mix it up. That's what keeps my tolerance right.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. That's terrific advice.
Always. Do you want another dab?
Yes, please. I'll go again. You're good, though?
Yes.
Bree is good. It's official. Do you have stuff to do today?
I'm looking forward to a great nap.
Okay, cool.
That's about it.
most naps are great.
Yeah.
It's having to get up from a nap can be not great.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they just make you more tired than you were before you started napping.
That's how I am.
Yeah.
Again, I need a full 5 hours, whether I go to sleep at noon or at night.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
I wish that's like a superpower that I had, is just being able to fall asleep whenever.
That's so nice.
That's what I want. But that's what the dabs are for.
I like to make a little noise when I blow out.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of sort of dramatic.
How did you land on that noise? Did you try any others?
I think I might have done others in the past.
Like an
Aguda? And this was the first try on that one. I'm going to get a better one.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's workshop the noise real quick.
I like that one a lot.
Like that one?
Okay. Yeah.
The puff is nice and subtle.
I do have that in my game. You're still a little on there. Did you give me a big one?
I may have made that one for myself, and then you said you wanted another one, so.
Oh, Taylor. Well, here, it's still going crazy. You finished
it. Yeah, I'll take it.
That was a big one. Big one. I'm doing my comedy antics. Well, thank you guys for doing this, and
thank you for doing this.
Thank you guys for watching. You know, next Tuesday around this time is when you'll be able to see the episode we're about to make. A few moments after this one. Have a great whatever day it is, wherever you are. Bye.